this probably doesn't even sound bad to you guys, but in the moment it's very bad for me. Just try to imagine yourselves being, so he stuck in his hand, and in my mind I knew I had to grab it, but I grabbed his thumb instead, not his hand.
Oh.
So, welcome back to iCool Podcast. As always, we're a comedy podcast where actually four of us today, four friends from Harvard, bring their surprising facts or popular misconceptions about the world.
So as Lena mentioned, instead of the usual three, we have a fourth, and she's come back. We thought we chased her away, but everyone, please welcome Chloe.
Oh, hi. Did I just say hi? I'm back. Not necessarily through popular demand, but I'm here.
Back by unpopular demand.
My name is Chloe. I'm friends with Ramona, Josh, and Lena. We all just met at Harvard together, so we're all students together. I'm a sophomore, like Josh and Lena is, and I'm excited to be here. Yeah. Lena approached me about picking a theme, and I took a painfully long time to figure something out, because I just could not figure something out. But we decided to go for first impressions.
So I guess we've done first impressions to some extent in the past, and we have recurring mentions of us all meeting in the same Korean class. And yes, we met Chloe in the same Korean class too. But today we kind of wanted to explore kind of four misconceptions, facts, you know, things that bring us pain, surprisement, or disappointment, and offer four kind of different things. So let's start with Chloe, who's our very special guest today. Chloe, what's something that's brought you pain, disappointment, or surprise in relation to first impressions? What's your ideal moment?
I think I pick the theme based on this recurring memory that I've had. Lena, Josh, and I all are a part of the Harvard debate team, and so we're like obligated to judge some rounds every year, like this time of year. And last year, I distinctly remember that these middle schoolers that I were judging, like I was sitting in the room as a judge, and they like thought that I was their competitor, so that I was also in middle school.
Nice.
And like, I was just really shocked, and I was like, okay, I look a lot younger than I am. Like, I'm 20 years old, almost 21. I don't look like that, and I'll be the first to admit it. But it was just really shocking, and it was, like, also kind of disappointing in myself. I was like, what do I need to do to gain your respect here? Like, it was just so big. And it's one, yeah. It's also, like, one thing for, like, a middle-aged man or woman or just, like, any older adult to be like, oh, honey, have you, like, lost your parents? Well, I'm, like, a full-fledged student at Harvard. It's, like, that's also happened to me before. Like, people thought that I lost my tour group. It's, like, no, sir, I'm going to lab. Like, I know where I'm going.
I'm going to lab.
But the fact that, like, these middle school-age 13-year-old kids also thought that I was one of them. I was like, I don't want to remember my middle school past. And like, these kids were like, oh, are you our opponent? And I was like, no, I'm the judge. And you could see fear pass through their faces.
Yeah,
rig it so
they lose.
Because they were like, oh, shoot. Yeah, because they were like, oh my god, did we just offend our judge? I was like, it's fine. But inside I was crying. But yeah. I don't know.
It's okay. When you're like old and where like it's better for you to look younger.
Yeah, when you're like 60 and you look 18 finally, you know, like people are gonna be so jealous.
I don't know. I'm just worried that I'm gonna wake up one day and then just look like 20 years like above what I'm
doing. Like it'll all hit you
and get the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
It's okay, because on the inside, Chloe, you've been 80 for your whole life. So at least in one sense, you're stable, consistent.
Yeah, sure. Duality of man, bro.
Duality of man.
Wait, just on the topic of debate, that just reminds me. Like, so we're often short on judges because there are way, like, too many high school students who want to debate and not enough college students to judge them. And so we, like, recruit judges. And so Mona recruited.
Literally. This is like I'm so terrible. Much trauma stems from this debate tournament, y'all. Cause first off, I feel so bad that you guys don't get paid. Cause like, I'm pretty sure I got paid enough to buy AirPods with Daniel, like the next week. Like Daniel was like, okay, so we're going shopping, right? And we hit up Zara, like we got boba, like we went to the Apple store. And Alina was like, I'm so upset that like we spent the same amount of time in this tournament and you got paid and I didn't.
The funniest thing was Myrnal was like, so I was in a round, but also like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I was just like texting. And so Myrna was also in another room and she was live like tweeting what was happening. And she was like, yeah, like so this team like really convinced me. And she's like 5 minutes later, she's like, wait a second, but like the other speaker just like said something that was like really smart. And like, I kind of think I'm leaning to them. And it's just this text chain of her being like, maybe I think they're smarter. Wait, but they used a really big word. Like, I think you broke out there. Like,
they used
to be very funny to me on the other side of that.
I learned, do you know the Camp Rock meme where it's like, she's a really good. That was literally me. That was literally me. Like, someone was talking to me like, she's a really good. I should not be judging. I'm like so sorry to anyone who comes to the Harvard debate tournament this like upcoming weekend, but like I need the cash. Like, my apologies.
No, for real. No, like, honestly, like, PF is like kind of for losers, and I was definitely one of those losers. Like,
wow.
Like, okay, if you like think of other debate tournaments, like other debate finals, like I don't know, I'm pretty sure like Lena and Josh are like British parliamentary, like it's a lot more technical, and PF is just like who can yell the best and make it sound the coolest. Like, that is a main part of like how the debating works. So, and because like, because PF is for losers, not a lot of people on the Harvard debate team have PF experience. They do, like, the big boy debates, like BP and, like, other things. And so, because I was, like, one of the few who had actual PF experience, I was judging from, like, the very first round to, like, finals. And I was so tired the whole weekend. And honestly, I think they might be breaking, like, labor laws at that point, because I was so much.
Wait, yeah, actually, with, child like, labor laws, because Chloe is in middle school, despite her telling us she's 20.
Yeah.
So, I feel bad, because I might have derailed the conversation, so let's put that train back
on
the track.
Get back on that horse.
Yeah, so continuing with Chloe's story, like, have you guys ever had that experience of being mistaken for a lot, like, younger or older than you are?
I think I probably have similar experience to Chloe, in that I, like, always am perceived younger than I actually am. But I don't mind, because it's not, like, terribly much younger. Like, I'm never considered, like, a middle schooler. It's always just, like, just young enough to get, like, the child discount or for them to, like, never question when I say I'm a child.
See, and this makes me angry because Josh is shorter than I am.
And Josh is also the oldest out of all of us, right?
No, I'm the oldest.
No, you are. Oh my god.
I think a couple of months.
That's so funny that you guys are like the oldest in the group, but like perceived youngest.
So, yeah, it's been pretty good. I don't think I've ever been considered older than I actually am.
Yeah. I would be surprised if that happened to you, Josh.
I think I've been perceived as older, like, when I'm with my sister, she's, like, 4 years older than me, but sometimes people think that I'm the older one, and I literally just think it's because she's, like, quieter, like, so they're, like, oh, like, and they're, like, is your sister safe? And I'm, like, you should be asking her if I'm safe, because, like, I am not here to take care of her, like, she should be taking care of me, or, like, I think that people, like, because I do, like, FAP, the program where I'm like a leader or whatever, but when I was a sophomore, people were like, oh, like, what are you doing after graduation? I was like, can you calm down, Brittany? Like, I'm not ready. Like, I'm barely, like, 3 months ago I was literally you, so like, don't be thinking that I'm a senior. But I think it's literally just because I'm like really loud. I don't think it has anything to do with like how I look, but that's like all I can think of. I don't think I've ever been like considered younger, unless like Josh was saying like my parents intentionally are like, yo, like buffet discount for 12-year-olds, and I'm like, mom, I'm 19. And she's like, what are you?
Yeah, I've never had that either. I think I don't think anyone's ever like perceived me as younger because I'm kind of scary. Like...
Yeah. Yeah. No one would ever.
But I'm the kind of the opposite where I like am really bad at gauging other people's ages. Like, I walked into for example, like Korean class, when I first walked in, I didn't know any of you. I knew Josh, but like that was it. Like I could not have guessed anyone's age, because I feel like in college as well, it's sort of anything goes. Like,
yeah,
you have seniors who look like they're still first year.
Oh my god!
Like,
yeah,
they still have that innocent glow. And then sometimes you have like a first year who really looks like they have their shit together, and you're like,
Are you a grad? Like, are you my TF?
Like, yeah, legit. Like, so what should you be at the front? Like, I don't know. So, and I've always done the thing where, like, I'd be leading, like, a comp session for a club. And so, because I'm kind of in that position, I just assume everyone's younger than me. And so, I'll be, like, trying to explain things to them and be like, so how's Harvard, blah, blah, blah. And then later we'll do, icebreakers, and they'll hit you with the "I'm a senior," and you're like, "Oh my god,
I'm so sorry."
Kind of backhandedly talking down to you this whole time.
Yeah, literally. Oh my god, literally. There's this girl in our Korean class. Me and Chloe are taking.
Oh yeah.
Bro, literally, I thought she was like our age. Like, I was like, oh my god, like she's so cute. Like, I want to be your friend. Like, what is she, like a freshman? And she's like, hi everyone. Like, I'm a grad student. I'm about to be 30. And I was like, I literally, like, day one was like, banma. Like, I was like, let's be BFFs. And she was like, yeah. So like, I'm a grad student. And I was like,
what? We're about time for Chloe's segment, so we might take a break here. If anyone has anything to say, one last final word. Awesome, then let's take a break.
We're back, and I believe, Josh, it is your turn to give us something that brought you pain, disappointment, and your surprise. So hit us with it.
Yeah, so this is, I think, on the surprise category, which I think is, like, not terribly surprising, because I think most people, like, know about it. But I think it's an important PSA, like, just in case you don't know about it. And it's about the halo effect. So according to Wikipedia, the halo effect is the tendency for positive impressions of a person, company, brand, or product in one area to positively influence one's opinion or feelings in another area. So basically, like, a good example is if you see like a really attractive person, you'll think that they like are a good person and nice and like a good worker, etc. Or if you like a certain president's policies, then you'll think that they're a better speaker or like a better presenter, or you have like different perceptions of them in other areas. And I guess this like is a pretty important PSA if you're talking about like interviews or like just like meeting new people in general. So like I think like a smile is like super important, and like a firm handshake, just like an important PSA for all the people holding interviews this week,
or for the people who aren't. Thank you. Kick me when I'm down. Why don't you?
Like advice. Imagine getting interviews.
Yeah, what is that? Wait, wow. But does it work? Is there something, is there anything, I'm like genuinely asking, is there anything where it works like the opposite way? Because I feel like I tend to like talk a lot of trash. So now I'm afraid that if I like talk crap about someone to someone else, they're gonna like reverse halo effect and be like, oh yeah, because she like is a gossip, you know what, like she probably ugly too, like, and you know what, she's probably not comedy. Like, do you think it doesn't only work in the positive? Asking for a friend here.
Yeah, it goes the other way too. So you get like negative impressions of someone, it'll also carry across to other areas.
I just keep going with the fact it was like, she probably ugly.
she probably ugly too. Dang, that sucks. God. Josh, where were you literally like 5 years ago when I started high school? Like, sir?
It's okay.
I guess it's fine.
So it's like the instance where you get like a really bad grade on your first paper, and then like every paper successively, even if it gets better,
Lena?
It's like still the same grade.
Your English TA?
Wait. So if you have a good first paper, that will affect how your professor sees the rest of your papers? Is that what this is?
That makes sense. Ooh, you know what? Oh, that
makes sense! Son of a bitch!
That's so funny. You know what? I think I actually got A's in all my courses. Like, literally not like all my courses, but like the ones where it was like you could BS. Literally because of this. Not because I was like a good writer or anything, but I think it's because my first impression was literally like to chaotically spam the Zoom chat and be like, oh my god, like 90 fiance, blah, blah. And so my TF was like, wow, she is so engaged. But like, little did he know, I had never done a single reading. but I think I haloed my, like, a halo effect my way into, like, doing good in the class. Lena, I am so sorry. Like, I hope that, I wish this didn't exist for you, but I'm, like, so glad it existed for me.
Okay, so, like, reverse halo effect, what would that be? Like, the horn?
The horn.
To keep with the biblical energy.
Oh, like the like, devil
horn. Oh, the horn.
I don't know. But, like, that makes me upset. Because then you're always like, oh, you know, the first one, you're still trying to, like, work out what the professor wants from you. And so it's okay if you don't do that well, blah, blah, blah. But if the first grade is now going to be, like, I don't know, like a mask through which they see the rest of your stuff, that's...
Yeah, just, that kind of sucks.
I'm not okay with that.
This is why I got a C in math MB, because I literally cried, like, at least 3 times to my TA. To my whatever the math people are called. Like, literally one time she took me outside and was like, do you need a hug? And I was like, Emily, this is not the time right now. Like, this is a really rough freshman spring. And then she didn't grade me well. Wow. This makes so much sense. So you always have to start strong in your classes.
So, I mean, I kind of know this, but I'm just trying to confirm because it's one of those things where you don't want it to be true. Like, so if someone is like, attractive, like, are they likelier to get scored more liberally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, in court too. Like, have you seen that thing where it's like people who are more attractive are more likely to be like looked as like innocent by the jury?
Oh, that's fucked up.
It's like, oh, they could never kill someone. Like Casey Anthony, like she could have never killed her baby, and it's like, no.
Maybe that's why people don't take me seriously, because they all think I'm, like, 13.
They think you're 13-1, so they associate, like, a middle schooler's level of, like, skill with, like, anything you do. Like, oh, Chloe, she can't ride a bike, like,
maybe
that.
Maybe. I mean...
Yo, what is that, like, the cherub?
Okay, I actually can't ride a bike. That is true.
It's okay, neither can I.
But I can drive. I got my driver's license since the last time I was here, so that's nice. A plus.
So I guess the question I had for all you guys is kind of, like, all your best or worst, like, interview experiences or, like, first meeting, first impression experiences.
I don't know if... Okay, so I had this, like, one interview that wasn't bad in the moment, but looking back on it, it was, like, pretty weird because, like, I was, like, interviewing for this, like, job and I had to, like, meet with, like, the boss to, like, get the job. But I was, like, a high school sophomore or junior.
So elementary schooler so, like, in their eyes.
I was pretty young, and so my mom... yeah, basically. So my mom drove me to this guy's workplace, like, to the office, and I get there, and I sit down, and, like, he comes to get me, because there's, like, it was, like, a pretty big company, so there's, like, big security, so, like, I needed to be signed in and, like, brought up to his office. It was really weird, but then I get there, and my mom, like, sees me off when, like, he comes to come get me, the boss, and she's like, okay, like, do well, and I was like, all right, bye, and I was, like, super excited, because it was, like, my first job interview, and I was like, oh my god, and so then we go up, and then we do the interview, and it's fine, he's like, okay, yeah, and then a few days later, he's like, all right, you got the job, and I was like, yay, so then I had a job, and so then I did the job, like, he was, like, the boss, so he wasn't, like, I didn't really talk to him because I was, like, a lowly intern, so I, like, talked to another lady, and she was, like, my overseer, so I really didn't see him that much. But then, after, like, before I, like, went into college, so, like, the summer afterward, I was, like, updating my resume, and I looked up this man's name to, like, figure out, like, what his title was, and, like, to, like, put that all on my resume, and I found out that he got fired because of a sexual misconduct
problem. Oh my god, that is not the twist I wanted to the end of this story.
Wow.
So then I told my mom, and she's like, I knew it. He looked really weird to me when, like, he came to pick you up. And I was like, oh no. And then in my head, I was like, I mean, I was just this, like, doe-eyed, like, high school junior who just really wanted this job. Like, what if he was trying to be creepy
god.
And I just didn't realize?
It oh
was
my
so
god.
Bad. He's,
oh
like,
my
not
god.
Working there anymore, but it's,
oh,
like,
my god.
Well, like, props to my mom, though, because she had, like, a good first impression of me. Like, that man is weird. But...
Yeah, I am. That's, like, big yikes on big bikes. I am so sorry.
I'm never gonna see him again, and I will never, like, talk to him ever again, because he's working, like, somewhere completely different, so, like, it's fine.
He got hired again? Like,
yeah, he's, like, he's working somewhere else. I don't know, but like he was a white man, so he probably didn't get penalized a lot for what
Oh my
happened.
God.
So, did anyone else have any positive interview experiences?
Yeah, I have a story. I can't. Yeah, I'll like shift gears. Not to disregard anything that Chloe was saying. Like,
Yeah,
everything's just
but
very
let's shift
serious.
gears.
Like, oh y'all, I'm just so glad that like HR caught whatever and he like was fired. But my story's like a little bit like I don't know. Okay, so my freshman and sophomore year, or like most, I guess freshman year actually. Honestly, like maybe just freshman fall. Because I like did other stuff freshman spring, but I decided to join like the Harvard breakdancing team because I was like, yo, like this is dope as hell. Like I want to learn how to do what they do. Like that's so cool. And so it's like you like barely start learning how to dance, and then in October there's like this like dance jam that's like a battle basically, and you're supposed to like go in with your crew and like four on
Wow.
four like battle people, and it's like they're my now block mates. But it was
Oh,
like absolutely
shoot.
awful.
Oh,
Like
wow.
I like did so horribly. Like there's footage that I never wanted to be seen. Like it was the worst ever. Like oh my God, pray for me. Like, but what the worst part is like everyone in the dance community, like actually everyone at Harvard, like everyone in general, like I don't know what it is, but I feel like in high school, like back where I'm from, when you handshake, you like slide and fist bump, so it's like chill. But as soon as I got to college, everyone was like sliding, like the sliding handshake, and then they like hold your hand, but I was like, no, we're supposed to like pull and fist bump. And so I've always been like really bad at like handshakes, like in general, like in high school in general, I was really bad at handshakes. But like in college, like people were like, yo, what's up? Like, oh, it's good. But then in the dance community, like I'm not even kidding, like literally like just rows of people, and like the way you greet each other is like not being like, oh hey, like how are you? Just like, yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? And you like just constantly handshake, handshake. So after every battle, you like handshake, handshake.
Wow.
And I did not know how to handshake. Clearly. So I like, you know, made my way through by like avoiding it. Like people like, yo, what's up? And I'd be like, sorry, I'm not a touchy person. Like 6 feet, thank you. Like, thank you. But then after this battle, like I was just so overwhelmed because I didn't know what I was doing, and people would go in for the handshake. God. Guys, handshakes are literally so important. And this one guy like reached out his hand to me, and I did not know what to do. Like I was like, oh, this is a handshake, like I know what to do. But then I was like, is he going in for like one of those like you know, like dap me up, or is it like one of those like you grab it and you like pat on the back? This probably doesn't even sound bad to you guys, but in the moment it's very bad for me. Just try to imagine yourselves being. So he stuck in his hand, and in my mind I knew I had to grab it, but I grabbed his thumb instead, not his hand. And then I was like,
Oh.
yeah, and then but then I was like, do I like am I supposed to like pull and fist bump? I was like, or am I supposed to shake? Like, what's going on? And so I like shook it, and then he was like, what the? And then I pulled away and then fist bumped his still open hand, and was like, and I was like, thanks, man. And then I like yeeted away. It was like literally so awful. And it also sucked because we literally got like creamed in the back because like they were like experienced dancers, and it was like literally like me, my block mate who had like literally just joined this club with me, so we literally didn't know how to do anything, and then like our other two friends, and they were like, we were like, okay, like we're just gonna like slowly step around. They're like, yeah, we're gonna like spin, and like so it's very awful, but I can't get that out of my head. Like I've never had a solid handshake. Like I've never had a
Really
solid handshake,
funny.
like ever. And I blame like the people who were like, let's dap each other up. Like, no, stop, please. Slide and fist bump, people. Thank you.
My God. Okay, well, we've reached the time to take a break, but I'm 100% getting you to repeat that in the break because I need to see like the
Oh
short
my God,
film
I'm so
remake of that whole experience. And we're back. I think this time it's your turn, Mona. So hit us with your fact.
I feel so bad because I just like took up so much of last segment that like you didn't get to like jump in. I'm so sorry. But I get sorry, I'm just having so much trouble because I'm just thinking about the handshake. But anyways, so yeah, so as you may know, pain and embarrassment builds character, and like that's why I became who I am today. But it was through a lot of hardship, and one of those hardships was high school. And I think I've always been like a really loud person, but what bugged me the most about high school is like I because I was so loud, like no matter what, like if anyone was talking, like they'd just be like, Ramona, Miss Park, like shut up. And I'm like, I was breathing, Mr. Pettis. And they're like, I don't, like, it's just like, I guess it's almost like Halo Effect now, where it's like they hear you loudly one time, so they just assume every time it's you. And like, literally, I get so upset because the people I befriend were like those quiet, the quiet ones. But like, so it's like, it's just annoying because I'm like, Ramona, you're like, you're a horrible influence on Nina. Like, what are you doing? Like, move to the front. And they'd be like, Nina was talking to me, bro. Like, I was just, like, I was just responding. Like, I was just breathing, my guy. And so, like, that's like the impression of all my teachers had me, was just, I was just like really loud and always like the rascal one. Like, and I see my brother going through the same thing, where it's like he gets called into so many parent teacher conferences and they're like, Hanbi is like, he's distracting the other students, he's too loud. And I'm like, this is like deja vu. And I just like, yeah. So that's like that's what came to mind when I thought of first impressions. And I could never really shake that. But I guess I wanted to ask you guys, like, did you have any experiences in high school? Like, what were people's impressions of you? Whether they were wrong or not. And like, were you ever in this situation? Were you the quiet people in this situation and your friend would always get called out? Like, I just want to know.
I don't want to bore people, but I guess, like, I was always just, you know, I feel like at my school, especially in my grade, it was basically, like, if you're Asian, then you're probably smart and, like, you're part of the Asian group. So that was just me. And, like, I was never the smartest. So I was always, and my best friend is, like, she was really famous for just, like, being good at everything, like, music, sport. She was a gymnast. She was really smart.
She was, like, the lead in a movie, okay?
Anyway, so like, and she had like a little group of like groupie Asian moms who idolized her and like wanted their children to be like, her.
That's not healthy.
Wow. Yeah,
that's not healthy.
But I was a friend, and so I think everyone just sort of knew me as like her friend, like her little sidekick.
Actually, Lena could be the lead in this movie. I can see it.
Yeah,
girl. We have age where I finally take off my glasses and everyone's like,
yeah, I'm that, speaking of, I am so upset because every movie was like, when she takes off her glasses and takes off her ponytail, like, it's gonna be pretty. And like, you know what I do every day? Glasses and ponytail. You know what doesn't happen when I take it off? A glow up. I look exactly the same, if not worse, okay? Like, I was always so sick of those high school, that one trope in the movies. But yeah. Yeah, rooting for you, Lena, rooting for you.
Thank you. So that was me. What about you, Chloe?
Me? Oh, man. Well, I was also a part of that, like, if you're Asian, you're probably smart. Like, I was very, like, quiet Asian girl, so, like, I would be the one who'd be, like, causing a ruckus in the corner, and then my, like, guy friend would be called out, although it was clearly a higher voice.
I feel
talking
for him.
It was so funny. But also, like, I went through this really weird thing where, like, In freshman year, this guy, like, tried to ask me to homecoming, and I wasn't having it, so I ran away. Like, I physically ran away from
another
him. It's a really
long
story, but, like...
Was this the same guy or a different
the
guy?
The worst you can say is no. Runs away.
Runs away. What? It was a different guy. I never talked to that guy again. But in freshman year, this random dude was like, oh, I want to take you to homecoming. He wrote me a poem. But I also wrote the poem. It's a long story, but like...
Wait.
Basically. Because he asked me for help. Because he asked me for help. To, like, he was like, yo, Chloe, can you... Like, I want to ask this girl to homecoming, but like, I don't know what to do. Like, could you help me? And I was like, yeah, sure. So then I like helped him figure out the entire proposal, only to find out that I was the girl that he was trying to ask. So, like,
oh my god, Chloe, the signs were there!
I know, like, I'm super oblivious, but so then I didn't know how to handle it, so that I, like, it was, like, your, like, weird handshake thing where, like, just became a disaster, like, I was, like, he was, like, saying this poem to me, I started shaking my head back and forth at him, like, don't, because he
That's
told
the
all
worst.
His friends, because he told all his friends were, like, creating that, like, weird circle thing.
The worst!
Blocking traffic. It was also lunch period, so like everyone.
We should just call this episode "Secondhand Embarrassment."
True. So then I was like, I don't know what to do. So then I broke the wall of the circle and started bolting down the hallway to like get away from him.
Yeah,
and
honestly,
that became like the hot story of freshman year. Like everyone in my freshman class knew the story. They knew that I was the girl who like ran away. So then I became known as a girl who never wants a boyfriend or will run away.
Oh my god. Whoa. That is so horrible because like one, like I feel like promposals and hokoposals and stuff, like people should never do those unless they've like kind of cleared it beforehand, because it could be like so embarrassing. Like some people don't like being called out. Like, did I dream of a proposal? Yes, but like not ever. Like especially the weird serenade things. But then to then blame you and not him for being like, he should have been the guy who makes people uncomfortable, not like you as the girl who like repels.
No, people already knew this dude's weird. Apparently, like I just didn't know. But like, yeah, no, every person that I've told this story to is like, yeah, no, like, he should have, like, cleared it with you and not made it a complete surprise.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, but then, like, I became known as, like, the girl who, like, quote-unquote, like, just wants to go to college and, like, is, like, super career-oriented, therefore...
I can't believe that people would think that there's something wrong with that.
Oh, and God. I feel like I, like, internalize a lot of that, and going into college, I'm like... like, let's go to med school. Like, it's like, I'm trying to learn to let go, you know?
I mean, I definitely don't see you as that person, and I'm upset that I had so many negative connotations, but, like, thank you so much for, like, sharing. I'm gonna fight him! Y'all better share his, give me his at, I just want to talk, okay? Thank you.
What a strange person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad we don't have, like, proposal culture in Australia.
Ugh. And no, guys, I literally used to follow an Instagram account called Cute Promposals because prom was like the dream. Yeah, the literal dream. Like my high school, like the peak of my high school was just like going to prom. It wasn't. Horrible stories. We can do another episode about this. Horrible stories. But yeah. Anyways.
Does Australia have prom or is that like an American thing?
We have formals. Which is like pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, but less hyped.
They do, like, big... I think it's just because in American movies, prom is, like, everything.
Ugh. Yeah, but then you realize that the actors are all, like, 27. And
I know!
Better than you ever will on your prom.
Yeah, except for Tom Holland was actually a teenager when in the first... Anyways.
But, like, I feel like their school dances, like, don't they all just essentially become, like, 200 sweaty teenagers in, like, a school gym? And, like, there's... It's just, like, not fun. Like, the music is never that great, and you always build it up in your head, and it ends up just being kind of a boring night.
Because that's what mine was like, until I went to college, and... Y'all, the people you meet in college, because I was literally walking around, like, yo, like, rom-coms aren't real, like, that shit doesn't happen, until I met people, and they were like, yeah, no, my prom was, like, on a yacht. And I was like, oh, what? Like, one of my friends who went to a private school was like, yeah, like... because she was on financial aid, they were like, yeah, our ticket was, like, $200, like, thank God I got mine for free, and I was like, why was it $200, and she was like, oh, the venue was, like, really nice, and there was, like, really fancy food, and I was like, what? Like, mine was in, like, the community center where, like, the old people play bingos on, like, Tuesday nights, and they just converted it to prom, but, like, okay, like, whatever, but, yeah, because I feel like those movies definitely have to be based off something, and it's just, like, that 1%, you know, the high school elite. But
yeah, no, my prom was like in like a hotel ballroom, and that was like pretty standard.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty nice. Oh my God. Yeah.
But there are definitely other people who are like, oh yeah, like we had like a 4-course or like a 5-course dinner included on like a boat, and I was like,
I know, absolutely crazy. But your guys' formals weren't anything like that, Josh, Lena?
Oh, my formal was on a boat.
Okay.
Figure 1.4. Here we have Josh Park, formal on a boat. There you go, everyone. That's who you want to hate. Remember it.
No. But it was like $100, and it was like a really crappy boat.
You pay.
My ticket was like half that.
I mean, $100 is cheap.
Yeah, my ticket was like $50, but I like I finessed my way into getting it for free, allegedly. Allegedly.
My prom date bought my ticket for me because he was like,
oh my God,
I'm gonna buy it for you. And I was like, okay, like if you want to spend $50 on me, sure.
Wow.
I don't know, he was like trying to be a gentleman. He was very nice. We went as friends. It was pretty cool.
Dang. Wait, but Lena and Josh, because you guys went to like boy school and girl school, like how did you get dates for like formal and stuff? Like did you guys like go with like your partner's school? Like how does that work?
I think most people didn't bring dates, and then those who did are like, like friends or girlfriends from other schools.
Yeah, we don't have a. I don't think we have a. Actually, do we? I don't know. But there were definitely people who brought people. I would say they were the minority. But also, it's that like weird thing where you feel like this is stupid, like social pressure to bring someone. I didn't.
Yeah.
Like I did not know anyone my age, like who was a guy until I went to college.
Yo, I 100% felt stupid pressure to bring a date. It was so dumb.
Oh,
But
maybe there was, yeah, but maybe that's why the asking culture wasn't big, because it wasn't like a co-ed school, you know? So it wasn't like, oh, we can just like publicly ask people. But yeah, I don't know. I brought my gay best friend who left me to try and get with my friend's gay date. But anyways, good time.
Yeah, okay. Like, my best friend went with a guy who was into her, like, frenemy, and then, like, it all just ended up being real, but then the frenemy was, like, with a guy who had been into her for, like, years, and, like, everyone thought they would get married, and it was just, like, very strange, and then I was, like, mad, because then, like, my frenemy was, like, said to my best friend, like, she was, like, you know, like, she's with a date, so, like, I'm gonna take her to my table with the people who also have dates. So I was then separated from my best friend
for
the whole night.
Oh, that sucks.
And I was, like, super
Your friend
bored.
Sucks.
Anyway, it was fine. It was
Your
fine.
Friend sucks. Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, I am so sorry. Yeah, I will say that I think getting ready for prom and homecoming with my friends was probably the only part that was enjoyable. I think we left early, too. I think getting ready is it's always the process, not the end result, that makes it worth it.
Our formals are usually after graduation, after our end of school exams and everything. So it's more like like a last hurrah.
Oh, that's nice. That was not the case for us.
It's like the last chance we get to see your friends.
Wow, that's
really
nice.
Yeah. I mean, the public schools do it after IHSC.
Oh,
okay. But I know private schools do it before, yeah.
Wow.
So it was fun. It was kind of like the last chance to see our friends. Kind of.
That is cute.
Wait, on the topic of first impressions, did you guys do those like that like shitty thing where they give out awards to people? And like, it's kind of like damned
yeah.
if you don't, because like, if you're like me and you had like no personal line in high school, you don't get one. Because
like a superlative,
no one's
like best dressed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like no one's like, oh Lena, like Lena's like best, I mean, we don't have that, but actually we did have best dressed and some,
and you didn't
voted.
Get it. I would have voted for
yeah,
you though.
I was like, excuse me, but like some of them are like really passive aggressive, like most likely to have like 20 children by accident.
Oh my god,
like
one of them is like, yeah, like wow. Most likely to become a cat lady, and I was like, I feel so bad for whoever gets voted this, because that's like rude.
Yeah, that's so rude.
I got most likely to be a stand-up comedian, so
See, people like you who like get things. Oh, I hate
thank
people you, like
you. Thank you. But one of my good friends, he got like most likely to stay together after high school, but then he broke up with his girlfriend like a week before the yearbook was supposed to be printed. And so the teacher rang yearbook like frantically, and she was like, Mona, like we need to pick new people. Like, I didn't know that Ethan and Catherine broke up, like we gotta pick new people. And so they ended up giving it to my best friends who are twins, and they're like, we can't go wrong, like twins most likely to stay together after high school, like we're not gonna pick a couple because that's just messy. But yeah, I feel so bad for the people who got like the horrible ones, like cat lady. If you could have one, what would you want?
I don't know, that's a weird thing to try and choose, but like there is like a TikTok trend where it's like, you know, like have you guys seen those TikToks where it's like, oh, like you send out a Google form and like everyone votes on who based on superlatives, and it's all like really like most likely to get arrested or shit like that.
I haven't seen that.
This is kind of going back to the really sad story, but everyone was like, oh yeah, like most likely to never get married, like most likely to like divorce their husband. And I was like, is that how y'all see me?
Wow.
No,
only for the alimony though.
To how insecure I was, but like I would rather get something like that than not get anything at all.
Oh my god.
Because then at least you feel like people see you.
Well,
wow,
like,
this is turning into a therapy session. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, we're at Carousel 6. Feel free to claim and unpack your baggage. Lena, I'd give you best dressed. I mean, if you don't want to choose it for yourself, we can choose it for each other before we end this segment. Sorry, Josh. But, like, I would definitely give Lena, like, well, not that I knew what you looked like in high school, but based on, like, knowing you in college, I would definitely give you best dressed. Because her makeup, always on fleek. Like, outfits, always on fleek.
That like genuinely makes my heart. Thank you so much. Super superficial, but like, thank you. Like,
I was like, thank you. Yeah, Josh, if you could give one to Chloe.
Give one to Chloe.
Okay.
Wait, I don't want one. I would rather not have one.
Are you sure?
Okay, is this
yeah,
charity
yeah.
whizzing?
No. I think it's just like a different perspective. I would rather just be like an open page and
okay.
like.
Oh, you don't want to be, like, labeled? Okay.
I'll give you most indecisive.
Yeah.
How about that? We'll just
nice. Most skeptical. Most skeptical. Most likely.
No. See, I don't want this.
Oh my god, I still want it.
Okay.
Just give me one.
Yeah, for Chloe.
Give me one.
You just gotta give me advance time to plan. I'm still like most likely to be mistaken for a middle schooler.
Nice.
Throw it back to segment
call
one.
Call back. Nice.
Alrighty.
And with that. We'll be taking our break and we'll be back soon. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so now that we're back for our final segment of the episode, Lena, why don't you take it away with something that brought you pain, disappointment, or surprise this week?
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so this is kind of related to the halo effect, but the reverse halo effect, in that some brand names, especially when it came to America, I was like very much like, how can you make this the first impression that you give people about your company? You know, like the brand name is so important, so is the logo. And like, you know, anyone who's like taking like a commerce class will like know, or like economics will know, that like there's like a psychology to like brand names and stuff like that. Anyway, so there are some brand names that I'm kind of like, who like made that decision?
Like,
and this might just mean, that might just be me being overly critical, but even for example, like Amazon, let's start with that. Okay, Jeff Bezos, we all hate him, like eat the rich, whatever. But the brand name, like I was always like, okay, so the Amazon is like the Amazon rainforest. And then every time I think of the Amazon rainforest, I think about people exploiting it, like cutting down trees and like palm oil and like all the orangutans dying. So like, why would you associate that like really bad like image of corporate evil with a brand that is very much corporate evil? Like, I thought you did not need to make that association for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Does anyone relate?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm just upset because like Lena came in today being like, you know what I have a bone to pick with? Brand names. She's like, you know what sucks? Amazon. But you know what she also did? You know what doesn't suck? Paddle Pop Jiggly Jelly. Like, ma'am, can you align your priorities, please? Thank you.
Oh, but okay, maybe Amazon wasn't the right. But like, I just have the weird things. Like, Visa, for example, like I always thought that was a weird thing to like call like a card, because like a visa is like an immigration document, and I feel like you're setting yourself up for all kinds of confusion. And HP, like I get that it stands for like the name, but HP in my mind will always be Harry Potter, so like doesn't make any sense.
These are all and, fine like... with me, like.
Yeah, I saw this list prior to this episode, and I was like, so which one's the problematic one?
Which one? Yeah, no, me too. I was like, these are all just brand names.
I think I'm just hypercritical. But like Costco, like it cost and then car, like it feels like you're repeating the word cost, and you don't want people to associate your brand with like cost, because it's the whole thing is supposed to be like bulk.
Lena,
cheaper.
It's just Costco. It's just Costco.
It ain't that deep, man. Like, but I don't know. Ugh. Well, on this, I actually... There's some brand names that I really like. Not to like hurt you in any way, Lena, but I don't know. I feel like y'all like Tinder. Like, I feel like once you, I feel like if we look up why the brands are called these way, it might like change. It might bring a change of pace. But like Tinder being called Tinder because it's like flames, and like when you match with someone, there's like a spark. Yeah. Like, I thought that was so good. So I'm sure all these, like, maybe they have something behind them. Maybe we can look up why Amazon was named Amazon. Cause. I don't want to lose hope in these brands.
Maybe it's supposed to be like, oh, we're diverse and we have so many different products. Like, the Amazon has so many different like species of animal. Mm. I don't know.
I think of the like Amazon warriors of like the classic days.
Oh. Well, Bezos was like, it ain't that deep, because it says he was looking through the A section of the dictionary and he discovered the word Amazon, and he said it seemed fitting because it was Earth's largest river, and he was building the world's largest bookstore. But Josh's explanation was a lot better. Bezos, please take that.
Wait, was Amazon a bookstore?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Huh.
That's even worse. Amazon, trees, you're cutting down trees to make books. Like,
okay, Lena, it was almost called Kadabra, like abracadabra. So would you rather be like, oh yeah, my like Kadabra Prime 2-day shipping is coming? Or would you rather be like, my Amazon Prime 2-day shipping is coming? Like, I think we got the better end of the deal here. But what, okay, I want to know, what bone do you have to pick with like, with Gap? Like, start.
Yeah, I have a list. Gap is awful. Like a gap, like it just feels like, I don't know, sometimes it feels like weirdly sexual, but then also
what?
Like, it's like thigh gap and like what? It's just not good. Like it doesn't feel like a clothing brand, you know? I think it's just dumb. I think they're bad names.
Okay. Do you think there's like a brand name that's like really smart and cool that you like really like? Is there like an opposite end of this problem?
I didn't think about this, and I'm usually not a positive person, so it might take some time.
Okay, Gap is pretty cool. I just Googled it. It said the Gap originally targeted younger generation when it opened, and with its name, it was referring to the generation gap of the time. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
I mean, not really. Is a generation gap, like, really a good thing? It just means that we're constantly misunderstanding.
But they were trying to appeal to them.
I feel like you're just milking this because you refuse to admit that you're wrong.
But
you're just like, I'm gonna stay hypercritical of this.
Okay, I agree with you on this list, though, that Dickies is kind of rough. I was always like, why would you ever... Or, like, Dick's Sporting Goods, like, why?
Yeah, Dickies, come on.
Like, why?
Oh, yeah, that's always been weird.
Come on. Well, I'm glad that I won over one. I was also gonna bring up Wrigley's. Like, I just don't think Wrigley is, like, a good image for, like, a candy. Do they sell candy? Well, food stuffs?
Oh, I thought that was the world record book. What's the world record book called?
That's Ripley's.
Oh.
You know, I never understood Target, though.
What's wrong with Target?
Wait, what's wrong with Target?
No. Like, I just don't understand, like, why. The thing is, like, their logo is just, like a bullseye. And I remember they would always have those... I don't know if you guys have this, but, like, the white dog with, like, the red, what? Like, thing on its eye. Did you guys... Uh-huh. Have you guys seen those ads? Yeah, no, and I always thought that they were, like, abusing the dog and hitting its eye, and that's why it got like that. Because I was young, and I didn't know that they probably just, like,
CG'd it. Oh, my God.
I was like, what? But, yeah.
I feel like some therapist is going to, like, listen in this and be like, y'all's childhood was rough.
Well, I feel like I kind of lost the fight on this one. I don't know if... Maybe I'm the only person in the world who thinks like this.
Wait, what is Qantas?
Oh, Qantas just, like, irks me. Because
it's an Australian airline.
It's like an... Yeah, Australian airline. I think it's, like, a main one, but... It just bugs me because there's no U. Like, that's what I wanted to say. It's spelled Qantas, and any word that doesn't have, like, the U after the Q, and it's, like, it, like, still has the qua sound, like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that's not how
spelling works. Okay, or, like, how the word Q, like, so, is the letter Q, but with, like, four silent letters after it, like, Q-U-E-U, like, the Qui. Well, I feel the opposite way. Like, I have to read the word Q-Qui because I'm like, it's stupid that it's, like, the letter Q with, like, four, like, silent letters after it, so like I read it Qui. So I get you on Qantas. All right.
I just think it's just stupid. Like, it there's no you. Like, it should be
Qantas. Qantas? No.
Qantas.
That sounds bad.
No.
Oh well, you win some, you lose some. Let's wrap up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you all, and thank you Chloe for sticking with us and coming back. To our dear audience, you can follow us on Instagram at the IQ Podcast. I keep saying that it's just at IQ Podcast. And email us at IQpodcast@gmail.com. You can leave us reviews, Spice Confession, or the usual, please. I'm also on TikTok now. I'm not really sure what the handle is. I assume it's at IQ Podcast.
My line was supposed to, like, was to thank Chloe, but Josh already thanked Chloe, but I guess there's no harm in thanking Chloe again.
sorry.
We'll help you come back, and if you have any parting words, like, let us know. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for coming today.
Yeah, for sure. This was super fun, and I enjoyed that this wasn't a quiz format. That last time was so stressful, because I was like, am I turned out to be a dumbass on this podcast? Like, I can't do that. So this was a lot, like, lower stakes, which I enjoyed. I was just talking about things, which is fun, and I'll always come back. Hopefully the people enjoy me being on here. Also, like, a Korean speaking teacher from last semester was up, keeps listening to him. But yeah.
Oh, yo, what's up? He's listening to you. Oh my god! Hello, Glenn.
Okay, alright. Well, thank you so much again to all of you, and we'll be back next week with more IQ-worthy content.
Bye!